I'm Aaron Schachter, and you're listening to The World. Lots of mysteries in Russia these days. One of the biggest, where's Putin, got resolved yesterday. The Russian president made a brief appearance, shutting down rumors he was deathly ill. But the other big mystery, who killed opposition leader Boris Nemtsov and why, continues to simmer. Here's Charles Maines from Moscow.
The flowers keep appearing on the bridge near the Kremlin, where Boris Nemtsov was murdered 2 weeks ago. A symbol of supporters' continued mourning and demands authorities find those responsible. So perhaps it wasn't surprising that the arrests in the case, when they came, seemed designed to make a splash. The five suspects, all men of Chechen origin and all from Russia's majority Muslim North Caucasus region, arrived at a heavily fortified Moscow court to face arraignment earlier this month. They were paraded by masked guards, their hands bound behind their backs. The primary suspect is Zuar Dadaev, a former soldier for Chechnya's interior ministry. Investigators say Dadaev has already confessed to masterminding the murder and carrying it out. They say he did it because of the negative remarks Nemtsov allegedly made about Islam after the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris. But that theory is facing growing scrutiny on several fronts. Russian human rights officials say Dadaev told them in prison he was tortured into confessing, and Nemtsov's allies say the Charlie Hebdo connection is just not credible, given Nemtsov's views. Vladimir Milov is a former government official who worked closely with Nemtsov for years.
Nemtsov was never at odds with the Chechen people. You could never find anything he said or written which insults Muslim faith. If you are to chase somebody who can be suspected of insulting Muslims, I think Nemtsov will be well on the bottom of the list.
Milov argues that the Chechen connection is akin to authorities rounding up the usual suspects. He says that Nemtsov's killing required the kind of planning and heavy surveillance that Russia's security services excel at. And Milov says they don't act on their own.
This is absolutely impossible in the current Russian system to carry out such a serious attack without specific consent of person number one, which is President Putin.
Yet Alexander Baunov, an analyst with the Carnegie Center in Moscow, says it's exactly Putin's reputation for strong leadership that Nemtsov's murder puts in question. He says the urgent pace of the investigation suggests the murder was committed without Putin's approval and by someone who overstepped bounds.
The recent months of propaganda sent a lot of signals that Russia is now this conservative place for patriots and believers. And when these sort of people find that this image is not completely true, they try to complete the job the regime wasn't able to do.
One person's name keeps coming up in all this, Ramzan Kadyrov, the president of Chechnya and Putin's controversial strongman in the North Caucasus. Several of the suspects, including Dadaev, served in the select Sever Battalion of Chechnya's interior ministry, a group that experts say is in effect Kadyrov's private militia. Oleg Orlov heads the human rights group Memorial's work in the North Caucasus, and he finds the idea of rogue Chechen soldiers carrying out Nemtsov's murder nearly impossible for still another reason. He says in Kadyrov's Chechnya, family members pay the price for insubordination. It's the way the Kadyrov regime operates, says Orlov. The families are responsible. Their house will be burned, relatives will disappear, or they'll be kicked out of Chechnya. And that's what would happen if a member of Kadyrov's army committed an act of terror on his own. Instead, Kadyrov has praised the lead suspect, Dadaev. In a post to his Instagram account, the Chechen leader called Dadaev a true warrior and a patriot. So what then of Vladimir Putin? Nearly all of this has happened against the backdrop of a president literally gone missing. For 10 inexplicable days, Putin was neither seen nor heard from, prompting a flood of theories about his health or a possible Kremlin coup. A smiling if slightly pale Putin seemed to put those concerns to rest for now, with a brief appearance yesterday in St. Petersburg. Without rumors, life is boring, was all the Russian leader had to say about his absence. Yet it's rumors that now risk engulfing the Kremlin, as questions swirl not only over who killed Boris Nemtsov, but increasingly, who's in charge. For The World, this is Charles Maines in Moscow.